It's a frigid Friday night in Sioux Falls, and there's bass-heavy pop music emanating from the gym at Roosevelt High School. There's no dance tonight, no basketball game. Instead, visitors follow a trail of laminated, footprint-shaped pieces of paper, each with a different fact about job growth in STEM fields or the uses of unmanned aircraft. As the fact footprints get closer to the gym, the music gets louder, along with something else. Then the song ends. And all that's left is the steady buzz of nearly half a dozen drones. Tonight's event is a drone obstacle course, hosted by Roosevelt High School's Flight Club. Nathan Hofflander is a computer science teacher at Roosevelt and the advisor for Flight Club. He also heads the Volare Project at Roosevelt, an initiative to incorporate drones into the classroom. Hofflander says he caught the drone bug when his wife gave him one as a gift. After becoming fascinated with the technology, he began to include it in his classes.
Students that walk by, oftentimes, they'll slow down quite a bit and they'll get real curious and they'll see that there's this mystery, this hovering, buzzing mystery in some classroom that you can't hear going by other classrooms. It's the only, they walk by and they hear this and they're, oh, what's, oh, and then I'll hear as they're passing, if they're walking with someone, oh, cool, drones. You know, it's the cool factor. It's like, oh, that's cool, it's a drone. I don't think I'll ever not say that. You know, it's like there's just something about it.
He's developed curriculum examples for bringing drones into a wide variety of subjects. Some are more obvious, like using math to calculate a flight path. But his website also has examples for subjects like language arts, where students might analyze and debate the ethical issues of drone use. While the Volare Project is still getting off the ground in some subject areas, Flight Club has drawn a group of enthusiastic students to experiment with the increasingly popular devices. Emily Byard is a senior at Roosevelt. She was one of the first pilots in the club.
Last year, I was part of Hofflander's web design class, and he brought in a drone one day, and he was like, this technology, it's amazing, and you can operate it from your cell phone. And I'm here in class trying to make this website, and I'm like, oh my gosh, drone technology. So I was like, you gotta let me try that. And I flew that drone for a good 10 minutes, and I've fallen in love ever since. And then the clubs came around, and I was just like, dude, I gotta.
Kim Weaver is also a senior. She designed the Level 3 obstacle course for the night's event. The theme is search and rescue.
The course that we will see tonight, we use like a little grabber on the drone, and I brung in some little eraser topper things to use, so that was a challenge to add in there too. And then we will use trees, so there will be like a little canyon to fly through.
Visitors who work their way up to this main obstacle course will also fly the drone through a series of hula hoops hung from the ceiling. The goal is to carry the eraser topper through the hoops in miniature canyon and then drop it on a target at the end of the course. The participant with the best time at the end of the night wins their own small drone. But it's not as easy as it seems. Byard says piloting a drone is challenging at first, but worth the effort to finesse the controls.
Drones are, they seem like very simple technology, and it's some people see them as toys, but they're really not toys. And it does take practice, but once you get the hang of things, it's like this enlightenment moment. It's like, wow, I can do all these things. And I am to the point where here in the club, I'll just do a bunch of 360s and stuff because I like fast-moving drones. And once you get to that point where you feel so comfortable that you can just fly around, it becomes not a challenge but more an experience.
She demonstrates with one of the smaller drones in the fleet called a Mambo. It has its own joystick controller, but she prefers connecting it to an app on her smartphone.
On my cell phone, there is a button that just says takeoff. The normal takeoff just launches it.
Within a second, the drone is hovering, perfectly still, about a yard in the air above the chair where it started. Byard spins it in place slowly, then glides it left and right with two dots on her touchscreen.
And we can move it up. Oh, that's the wrong button.
There's a slight mishap. But don't worry, no one was hurt, and as Byard says, these drones are built to crash. That's not to say safety isn't a concern in Flight Club. One of Hofflander's hopes is to combat the often negative press that tends to accompany drones.
I think I've heard more negative things than positive things when it's reported, because drones are so easy to get. and anyone can fly them. I like to say that there are a lot of drone pilots, and then there's some that are certified. And the more these kids know about becoming certified, and the more they know about being safe and being responsible with their drones and using them for a purpose, the safer our skies are going to be and the more accepted it's going to be by the public.
Hoflander also hopes the Volare Project and flight clubs are embraced by other schools.
If we can do this not just at Roosevelt, but Lincoln, Washington, O'Gorman, Sioux Falls Christian, any of our high schools in the area, Harrisburg, T, Brandon, you know, if we can spread this around, not only are we going to have people to compete with, but we're also going to have safer drone pilots in the future. This is something that's poised to grow in the next 10 years. And if it's growing and the industry's basically creating a need for employees, for more pilots, we need safe and responsible pilots. So I hope that the information we have with the Volare Project is enough of a framework for other teachers to get started in their own schools. All they need to do is seek funding.
Hoflander says right now the project is funded through grants, like the Sioux Falls Public Schools Education Foundation. Flight Club raises some funds through events like the obstacle course, where visitors pay between $1 and $3 a flight. Back in the Roosevelt High School gym, a small group of parents watch from the bleachers as kids of varying ages try their hand at piloting. Flight Club members run the booths, accept tokens, and give instructions. Bayard high-fives a participant who successfully lands his drone on a platform at the end of the beginner course. After the obstacle course, Flight Club is organizing a drone race later in the spring. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.